My understanding is that in English, in direct quote, we say she thought, comma, then a direct quote, then the end of that.
Mm-hmm.
Pali often does not require that verb in there. It will launch right into a quote. There's no indication of whether it is spoken or thought or how it is cognized.
Mm-hmm.
And so that may make it easier to express something like what you're saying in Pali, where you can break into a quote without having to specify that it's being thought.
Yeah, English has got a lot of clutter in that way.